handsome. Come on in. Angel's upstairs getting ready for your date, so we have some time to kill. Come, sit with me for a bit. Let's talk. Yeah, right there. You and my daughter have been going out for, what, 3 months now? Wow, time flies. Seems like just yesterday she was off to college and then bringing home the cute boy she couldn't stop talking about. I have to say, I'm really glad she met you. You're kind, funny, sweet, and just as handsome as she said. Not to mention patient. A lot of guys wouldn't be so patient with her. Oh, you know what I mean. I'm saying second base is nice and all, but we both know that sooner or later every guy gets the itch to try to steal third and slide into home. Aw, hey, there's no need to be embarrassed. It's totally fine. How did I know? Well, she and I have been on our own pretty much as long as she's been around. Her deadbeat father ghosted me as soon as he realized I was pregnant. So it's just been us girls ever since. We talk about everything. Yes, everything. Oh my god. I didn't know a human being could blush that hard. It's okay. Relax. Take some deep breaths. You good? Great. Listen, you need to be a lot less shy if you're going to be around our family. That's kind of part of what I wanted to talk to you about. Like I said, I got pregnant super young, and she knows how hard that was for me being a single, very young mom. People, they just treat you like you're damaged goods. Even the ones that are nice sometimes still can't help but judge you. Unwed mother is a stereotype, and once they see you that way, it's just hard to get people to change. Hell, I'm 35 now. She's about to be 20, and I still have family that thinks of me as some dumb kid that messed up. That's why we both think it's best if she stays a virgin, at least until she meets someone that she can see herself with for the long haul who wants the same things. I think that guy might be you. I'm hoping. Most boys she's dated leave a few weeks after realizing she's actually serious about the no-sex thing. You really do seem to be an exceptional guy. But I know a virile young man has basic animal needs, and abstinence can put a strain on a relationship, even if it's unintentional. So, that's why I wanted to propose an arrangement. While you're dating my daughter, and as long as you respect her commitment to her abstinence, I will provide you with, relief. Sexually. No, I'm serious. Anytime you two have a date, you just come over a little early, and I'll relieve some of that masculine energy with a quick blowjob, so you can be with my girl without feeling pent up. Oh, see? This is exactly what I like about you. I just offered you a free pass to unlimited blowjobs, and The first thing you think about is my daughter's feelings. Most guys would not look a gift MILF in the mouth. But since you asked, yes, she knows. We talked, and we both think this arrangement is best for everyone. The two of you get to keep being the cute couple and do cute couple things. Romantic dinners, picnics in the park, long walks on the beach. You get the idea. And there's no pressure, real or imagined, for the two of you to have sex. She knows you're not just trying to get in her pants, and you know that you won't go home with blue balls at the end of the night. Best of all, it's not even cheating. You're not trying to date me, and vice versa. What we do will be no more personal than going to the doctor for a checkup. Except, I'll be the one opening my mouth and saying, ah. We figured oral was the best method of relief for you. You're probably already masturbating, so sitting there and getting jerked off isn't a big step up. We also decided that actual sex between you and me would probably be going a little too far. Not that it's 100% off the table, but it shouldn't be necessary. I know it might feel a little awkward at first, but honestly, I don't even want you to think of me as your girlfriend's mom. For the purpose of our little checkups, I'm barely even a person. I just want you to think of me as your own personal sex toy. Just a warm, wet hole you can use to satisfy your masculine needs. And I see you're feeling a bit needy already. Don't get shy on me now, mister. You've got nothing to be embarrassed about. So you can stop trying to hide the fact that you've got a hard-on. I can tell there's a lot of blood flowing somewhere else besides your brain right now. But I know you haven't already forgotten that the whole point of this little chat is that both your girlfriend and I think that you desperately need to get your cock sucked. And this seems like the perfect time to get started. Come on, let's get these jeans out of the way and see what we're working with here. Just like this. Hell, oh. Oh, sorry. Just admiring the goods. I'll be blunt. You got a real nice cock. Yeah, it's a damn good thing I'm gonna be taking care of this beast from now on, because this is the kind of dick that gets a girl's ankles over a guy's shoulders in no time. And it's throbbing in my hand already. I assume that all of this twitching means you're enjoying yourself, yeah? Oh, that nice stream of pre-cum is definitely a good sign. And what if I were to kiss it? You like having a hot MILF on her knees? Kissing this beautiful cock of yours. Every delicious inch. From tip to root. on. Licking my way back up. Are you ready for my mouth? I thought so. So hard. Oh, it's been a long time since I've had a dick this nice and big to play with. Oh, then these balls. Big and heavy and full. Oh, I can practically smell all the cum you have stored in these balls. Oh, just waiting to be sucked out. Oh, you're really hanging in there, aren't you? Having fun? Oh, I know I am. Oh, yes, I am. I'm getting giddy. Oh, I'm getting high, worshiping this amazing, perfect, hard, throbbing cock. Oh, these yummy, cummy balls. What do you mean? What are you doing down there? I'm sucking your cock, kid. Oh, you mean with my hand under my skirts? Didn't think you'd notice. What do you think I'm doing, big guy? Feeling your hot, rock-hard cock in my mouth is getting me all hot and bothered. And there's no rule against me giving myself a little relief while you get yours. You don't want to be selfish now, do you? Oh, God. Don't forget, this is about protecting my sweet angel from this powerful, throbbing, mouth-watering piece of meat. You know, as fun as this is, I don't think we're really achieving our goal. The point is to get all your base animal urges out, and I don't think that's gonna happen if all you do is just sit there getting your cock sucked. Look at you. Your whole body is just stiff as a board. You've got your hands at your sides. No, this will not do. If this is gonna work, I'm gonna need you to be a little more active here. You're supposed to use me to get relief. So you need to actually fucking use me. Well, what I mean is, I want you to grab my hair and stick your big fat cock down my throat and fuck my face. Oh, that's it. That's a fucking animal I was looking for. Use my slutty mouth. Oh, don't stop. The tears mean you're doing it right. Can't let my little girl get her pretty face fucked like this. Oh, she couldn't take it anyway. She wouldn't last. Not like me. I'm gonna make myself come with your perfect cock in my mouth. Oh, come with me. Do it. Empty your balls in my throat. Come for me. Come in my mouth. Fuck. I haven't been face fucked like that in ever. Oh, that was so much cum you shot out. Just a lot. I almost couldn't swallow it all. I assumed you'd been jacking off like crazy since I know you and her haven't done anything, but have you also been abstaining? Even from masturbating? No! God damn! Wait, hold up. Is your cock still hard? You're kidding me! Wait, so if you have been masturbating, when is the last time you came? This morning? Bullshit! That has to be a week's worth of buildup of cum I just swallowed. It sure felt that way going down. And you're still hard as a rock. Damn. I can see this is going to require some drastic measures. I'm saying, I didn't count on my daughter bringing home an insatiable cum factory with the nicest cock I've ever... Look, blowjobs aren't gonna cut it with this monster. I need to fuck you. I said, you're gonna need to fuck me. Look, don't get hung up on who said what. The point is, that still throbbing, cum dripping rod is a cherry popping machine, and I'm not letting it in the same room with my innocent little girl until I'm certain that it's being completely drained. So, I'm gonna get out of this dress. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you're gonna use my pussy. What's to understand? I'm gonna lie back here on the sofa. You're gonna get between my legs and put that big dick into this dripping wet, free use MILF pussy and fuck that hole until we, you come your brains out and that erection goes away. Then you and my girl can hold hands in the park or whatever. Yes, yes, I told you, I talked to her about this. She wants you fully satisfied before your date. We've got the green light to do whatever's necessary to put that beast to sleep. And I'm saying, it's necessary that you fuck the shit out of me and come in my hot, wet cunt. God, I never had to try so hard to get laid in my life. Nothing, never mind. Okay, let's just get started already. Here, let me hold it and guide you in. Ah, oh, there you are. Easy, big guy. Take it easy for now. Let me get used to you. All of you. Oh, keep going. Nice and deep. Oh, good boy. Oh, you're all the way in, aren't you? Oh, thank goodness. I was worried I'd run out of pussy before you ran out of dick. How are you feeling, big fella? Snug? It is, isn't it? Now just start pumping. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, deep like that. Such a hard fuck pull. Oh, God, I forget how hard the young can be. Yeah, you're doing so good. Oh, but no need to be so gentle, you know. I'm not some timid little virgin. I can take it. Remember what I said about my legs over your shoulders? That's it. Yeah, now really give it to me. Fuck! Oh, yes! Oh, don't neglect my tits, stud. Yeah, squeeze them. Play with my nipples. Oh, I know you're not used to a grown, full-figured woman, but oh, you've got me so. Oh, use all of me. Oh, you really needed to fuck, didn't you? I bet you came over here all pent up, thinking about my sweet angel. Oh, now all that lust you feel for her. You're gonna take it out on me. Stud, we're gonna do this every week. Before and after every date night. Maybe in between. Please. Whenever you want, I'm yours to use anytime you need to empty those big, heavy balls of yours. Yes, I'm your own personal, free-use fuck toy. My mouth, my pussy, hell, you can use my ass. My body is yours any way you want to use it to keep that big, beautiful cock satisfied. Well, as long as you give it all to me and not her. My daughter doesn't touch this dick you got in. Doesn't see it. Doesn't touch it. Damn sure doesn't taste it. Not until I say it's okay. Until then. Oh, you gorgeous prick, and all that cum is for me. Yeah, you feel my cunt squeezing down on you, sucking you in. Oh, you're about to make this MILF pussy cum, big guy. Oh, good. Yes, just let it go all inside. Oh, no, no, no. No need for you to pull out. I'm on birth control, so you can fill me up as much as you want. Yes. Oh, just empty those big, beautiful balls and dump all your cum in my needy pussy. Oh, just make me come. Make me come. Yes, come in me while I'm coming on your dick. Fuck. Yes, let me feel that cock throb while you fill me up. Don't stop. Right there. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, fuck me! Wow! I cannot believe how much cum you still had in you! Fuck! It is pouring out of me like a river. You disappeared for a minute there, Mr. Nice Guy. As soon as I gave you the green light to shoot your loads, your brain just shut off and your cock took over completely. See? That's the point of this whole thing. That's the dumb, horny, masculine animal instinct that I'm trying to protect my daughter from. Well, I'd better slip this dress back on. And you go get cleaned up. You've still got a date tonight, mister. Oh, we're done! You can come downstairs when you're ready, Angel. Hi, baby girl. Oh, yeah, he's all ready for you now, sweethearts. Oh, would you mind, though, grabbing me that towel by the sofa, Angel? Thank you so much. This young man of yours left quite the big load in me. There's still some coming out. Oh, of course. You probably heard most of that from up in your room, didn't you? I'll try to keep it down next time. Oh, aren't you two such a sweet couple? Have fun at the movies. But not too much fun, of course. And, young man, I expect her home by 11:30 at the latest. Oh, and if you do want to have too much fun after the date, stud, well, my bedroom is just at the top of the stairs and to the left. See you later, stud.